USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Philippine government is promising to destroy those behind a deadly twin bombing that killed at least 27 people at a Philippine church this morning and wounded at least 77 others. No group has yet claimed responsibility, but police say they suspect Abu Sayyaf, a militant group that has pledged allegiance to ISIS and has carried out attacks in that region in the past.
The lesson I hope that the Democrats learn here is that they can't just not negotiate.
That's a White House spokesman after one government shutdown ends. But negotiations are now just beginning to try to keep another one from happening in just 3 weeks.
They can't offer nothing and expect something to get done.
That's White House spokesman Hogan Gidley. The short-term deal does not include any border wall funding, but President Trump says that funding will have to be any long-term solution. And this is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.